Good morning, everybody. Do come in and grab a seat. We are going to need Bibles. So if somebody at the back could be very generous and just hand Bibles out. Yeah, it is. Praise the Lord, O my soul. We will be looking at Psalm 103 together. So thank you so much, Tash. Tash will bring Bibles around at the moment. There are a few more trickling in. Sorry that we're starting slightly late. But once you have a Bible, I will lead us in prayer and we will stand and sing together. So thank you very much, those who are bringing things out. Okay, let me pray and I'll lead us in prayer together and we'll commit our time to the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that there is so much to praise you for. Thank you for who you are, for your amazing love that we will read again of this morning. Lord, as we sing your praises and as we sit under your word and as we pray together, would you move our hearts, Lord, to love you more? Would you move us to be more like you and change us by your Spirit who lives in us? And Lord, may we move into coffee time together afterwards, move into our service together, and move indeed on outwards into this week with your praises ringing in our hearts above all, Lord, we pray. Amen. We'll start with some familiar songs. We'll sing two together. We will sing Psalm 103 in a musical setting in Bless the Lord, O My Soul. So shall we stand together? Sorry, like, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun
unending. 10,000 years and worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. Sing, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. Worship your holy name.
And another song inspired by that psalm, which we've learned the last year, the Lord is gracious and compassionate.
Is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. Has compassion on all that he has made. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far he has removed the transgressions from us. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far he has removed transgressions from us. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, praise the Lord.
Sing, the Lord is gracious and compassionate.
The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. Transgressions from us. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far he has removed our transgressions from us. Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
Wonderful words, words inspired by God himself. Shall we sit and read them together as we open up Psalm 103? with me in Psalm 103. If somebody's there already, if they could shout a page number, that would be wonderful. Thank you. So Psalm 103. And what I thought it would be great to do together is to read this, to have a few moments of quiet, just at the end of each section of the psalm, and then perhaps just turn in small groups together, in groups of, small numbers, and pray to the Lord and give thanks for all the different things we read in this psalm, for which he is so worthy of our thanks and our praise. So let's read it with those eyes. What can we thank the Lord for as we read his word together? So of David. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. His kingdom rules over rule. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you his mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. Let's just gather together in groups and give thanks to God, forgetting not all his benefits as we read that psalm. Great, that seems like a natural place to turn back to the front. So we haven't done many of these sessions kind of together as a band before, but what we aim to do is sing some much loved songs and also learn some new ones. So as the chairs gather back, sorry, we're going to teach you a new song. Some of you may know it. Yes, this one. We're going to teach you a song all about God's holiness. And so if you know it, then please do feel free to sing along as we're learning it as well. It has a male and a female part. So hopefully it's fairly obvious. Guys on the slide, if you could just push forward one slide as well, just to show the chorus. So in the chorus of this song, we do sing men and women completely different things. So they are different tunes. Ladies, you'll find that the chorus you sing is probably as close to a rap as you'll get in Pinscombe. It's quite a lot of words over a short amount of time. But we'll teach it to you now, and then we can stand and try and sing it together. So the verse goes like this, if we go back. Yeah, great. So with the introduction, please, Alison. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Simple, we can deal with that, can't we? Okay, so I'm going to teach you the male part of the chorus, which goes like this. So we go, all of my days, there's an echo, and then we go 1, 2, 3. I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. I will sing. So that's it's a little bit high, but that's the challenge. Ladies, your bit goes like this. So 1, 2, 3. That's how it goes. There's triplets in there too, ladies, so have fun. Don't worry if you're not sure as we go. I think it is a song that you'll get more familiar with as we practice it and sing it together. So we are going to sing this at the 11 a.m. I'm trusting that you guys will help me lead this at the 11 a.m. today. So should we stand and give it a go together? That'd be great. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
take a seat, have a breath. You do need a big breath before the chorus, I think, ladies, before that one, don't you? But if you don't like it, I hope it grows on you, because I think it's a wonderful song. Great. Well, and another new one that we'll learn together is all about the cross and what Jesus has done for us on the cross and what that shows of God's love for us. So, again, have a listen, and we will pick it up as we go along. That goes like this. Such love, such love, such love is this for me. Down and sing that one together from the start. So this is Wonderful. Do take a seat, and we will be using a YouTube clip now to have a time of reflection. So if we could just load that one up, that would be great. And whilst we do, this is a wonderful song that Rachel put me onto, who's not here, which is a shame. But anyway, John, please do feedback to Rachel that this song is going to be used to just reflect on what Jesus has done as we've been singing, and on all those benefits that we need not forget or must not forget, according to Psalm 103. So this song is all about the cross. Guys, are we ready to do that? Yeah, can we have the video as well? That would be great, thank you. So either listen or watch and listen and reflect. Pray.
Yeah.
So that song, whilst talking through the story, the amazing historical story of the gospel, has that chorus, which I thought picked up on the tail end of Psalm 103 wonderfully. So it says in Psalm 103, "The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him." And then remember how the psalm finishes. "Praise the Lord, you his angels, you his mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul." And that chorus that says, "Oh, praise the name of our Lord, of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing his praise. O Lord our God," is only possible because of who God is, that he is everlasting, he's everlasting, and that he's invited us to do that, to be reconciled to him. So that amazing picture of how it's difficult when you're watching a video and it's a band on a stadium, it's on a stage, it's going to be nothing like that. It will be God, the burning, blazing fire and glory of God, and we will for endless days be standing and singing his praise, which is a wonderful thing to be reflecting on this Sunday morning. Okay, well, to finish our time together this morning, we're going to stand again, and if I can invite the band back up, and we will sing a song we learnt only a few weeks ago about God's amazing grace. So if we could have the lights back on, Tanya, that'd be really helpful, just everywhere, and we will stand. We stand and sing. One, two, three. Who breaks the power? Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. Take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. The power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe. Worthy is the King. Would somebody like to lead us in prayer as we finish?